Greetings, friends, and welcome to another broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Berger, speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will consider the second lesson in our brief series of studies, Four Questions Asked by the Lord. On our last broadcast, we considered the question that he asked, the great teacher that he is, and teachers, after all, do ask questions. He asked the question, "What think ye of Christ?" And he asked it of those that he might give to them a proper regard for who he was. Now, the question, study that we wish to consider today, the question is, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And he asked this question that we might have a proper sense of values. And then in next broadcast, the Lord willing, we shall take up the subject, whence shall we buy bread, asked at the time that he fed the 5,000, and that he might have, that the disciples might have a proper sense of their own insufficiency and his all-sufficiency. In the last study, the question that will be asked is this, if ye love them that love you, what reward have ye? This is the Sermon on the Mount, that we might have a proper attitude toward others. Now today, we will be reading from the 8th chapter of Mark's Gospel, if you wish to follow us in your Bibles. Beginning at verse 34, we read these words. And when he had called his people, the people rather, unto him, with his disciples, also he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And the second question follows, or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he cometh in the glory of his Father with his holy angels. Now our Lord Jesus Christ gives before us, portion presents to us his words, showing us the demands of discipleship. A disciple is a learner. He's a follower. He's a devotee. And Christ says, if you want to follow me, I'm going to show you my standards. And the standards are not weakened that he has given to his disciples, that he gives to his disciples, rather on this occasion. Down through the centuries, his disciples today have exactly the same standards to meet. He says, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Now, actually, if we want to follow Christ, we're going to have trouble with our threefold enemy, and I'm speaking of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Now, these all three are seen in a veiled form in this 34th verse of the 8th chapter of Mark. Now, the Lord Jesus says, whosoever will come after me, you're going to have a struggle. Listen, he says, deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. Now let us examine these. Deny yourself. What does that take care of? That takes care of the enemy of the flesh. The flesh wants to have its own way. The flesh wants to meet its desires. The flesh indeed wants to be indulged. Our flesh, and I'm speaking of course of our sinful nature, the flesh, not our bodies. Pardon me. Our bodies demand food, of course. They need food. But it's the nature, the sinful nature in us, the selfish nature that indeed is as an epitome, is indeed the very essence of the sinful nature is selfishness. Sin is selfishness. All right, it wants its way. So the Lord says, first of all, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself. Now that takes care of the flesh. And take up his cross and follow me. Take up his cross and follow me. That takes care of the world. I think it's so interesting that Paul, in the sixth chapter of Galatians, writes these words in verse 14, "But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." Paul says, that cross separates me from the world. Now the world, indeed, is an enemy. The world would lay its dainties at our feet. The world challenges us to meet its standards. And indeed, we go to college. We go to school to make ourselves more efficient. What for? To serve our interests in this world. They may be selfish interests. But the Lord just says here in this portion, whosoever will come after me, if you're going to be my disciple, deny yourself and take up your cross. Now, when he took up his cross, he actually was literally separated from this world by means of death. Now, you and I have to separate ourselves from this world by means of death as well. And I'm talking about the sixth chapter of Romans. We've got to count ourselves as dead to the world, but alive unto God. Now, God wants us to be alive unto him, but we must take up our cross and follow him. If you saw a man in the city of Jerusalem going off with a crowd around him and he was bearing his cross, you didn't invite him home to supper. He was going out to be slain, to die on a cross. He was actually leaving this world. Now, you and I, in a very spiritual sense, when we take up our cross, when we realize that we died with Christ, we separate ourselves from this world. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus, his challenge? Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. Now this goes contrary to us. This cross, we take it up. This is something that we voluntarily assume. Now I know that many people consider the cross that we must bear as a particular, perhaps, sorrow, ill health. Different things have been taken up as our cross. Well, now, really, those things do not come to us by our own free will and volition. This is our own free will and volition. Remember the words of the Lord? Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, that takes care of the flesh, and take up his cross, that takes care of the world. I'm dead to this world and its ambitions, its ploys, and its finery. It's Vanity Fair, as it was expressed in Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan. Ah, this world is attractive. This world, the here and the now, demands so much from us. But the Lord says, I want you interested in the eternal world. Remember, in these questions that he's asking us, he wants us to develop, as Christians, a proper sense of values. What are we going for in this world? Are we going in for the things of earth? Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the Sermon on the Mount, in the sixth chapter of Matthew, speaks to his disciples and he tells them these words. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust doth not corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. How is your bank account in heaven? Are you contributing to it? Someone says, how do I contribute to it? Well, you contribute to it by giving to your church fellowship, by giving to missionaries. Our Lord Jesus Christ makes this so plain in the 25th chapter of Matthew, how that we give ourselves to him. We read in verse 31, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon his throne, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a sheep divideth his as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. Now he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came to me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee? Or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in? Or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, and in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of one of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Now if you want to lay up treasure in your bank account in heaven, you can't go put the money in the hands of the Lord Jesus. And you can't take a trip to heaven. You do something for his people. The Lord Jesus says, Inasmuch as you've done it unto the least of one of these my brethren, you've done it unto me. And when we indeed do for others, even as he did, these are the orders. These are the standards of his discipleship. They're high, aren't they? He is the example. He served others while he was here. And if you and I are his disciples, we will do the same. The only way that you can give to Christ and build up your bank account in heaven is to give to others. And that's exactly what our Lord Jesus Christ did. And then he says, last of all, in this challenge as to discipleship, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Now this takes care of Satan. Satan would have us follow him. Satan would pander to our desires. He would spread the dainties of the world before us. But Christ says, follow me. This takes care of Satan. And believe me, if you follow Christ, you'll have no time for Satan. Now, he gives us the best of this world. Isn't it interesting that when he was tempting Christ in the wilderness, he spread all the glories of the kingdoms of the world before him, and he says, if you fall down and worship me, you shall have all. What did he present to Christ? The world. And that's what he presents to you and me today. Satan would present us the world. But the Lord Jesus says, don't follow his suggestions. Don't follow his plan. Follow me. The standards of discipleship are high. Are we willing to meet them? Our Father, today we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you will sharpen and increase our spiritual values, that we may have a good sense of values. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.